using
STV.
And so on. But we will not do that until after public comment. Now, is it the will of the board that nominees make a brief statement now? Chair recognizes Israel.
I wish to renew my previous motion in new form since we've exhausted our 15 minutes, I would estimate, and we need to hear from the candidates and have them respond to questions prior to having the listeners ask them. I think it's only fair to all of us, to them and to us.
Okay.
So I would ask for an additional 15 minutes at this time for the board to hear their statements and to ask them some questions prior to going to the listeners.
Okay. I'm going to treat this as a motion.
Second.
The motion is to extend for 15 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion necessary, or can we go directly to a vote?
So,
yes. Lydia.
The voting is going to be instant runoff for the LSC. It's STV for the national delegate.
You're right. I think you're, yeah.
Well, it's instant runoff anyway. Because
yeah. We're only two.
Yeah, yeah, but it will be.
How much time have we used
we're
on the agenda item?
It's 8:30, 30 minutes.
Yeah, we actually have used for 3:15. Yeah, we're over time, so it would take an extension of agenda item 2 in order to take any statements and so on.
I've already made the motion.
Yes, is there a second to that? It was seconded. Is there discussion over the extension of 15 minutes for this agenda item? Lamont.
That's really not discussion, but maybe I'll vote it. STD for the newcomers. You know, if you could reach you for title and happenings later.
Speak a little louder. I can't quite hear you. Speak a little louder.
We're not sure for the newcomers' benefit. What's STD?
Very good.
You might, for the first time, not use acronyms, but in fact, give us the full title or name or whatever it is you're talking about.
You are absolutely right. Could I ask Terry just to say, to define STV and instant runoff?
STV uses the same concept of instant runoff, but it's when there's only one seat to be filled.
Single transferable vote. STV.
I mean, instant runoff is
right.
The same. Instant runoff has only one seat.
Right. STV is the same way that the board was elected.
Where there were transfer voting down.
I can be more detailed.
Okay. We're going to go to a vote on this issue of extending agenda item 2. Those in favor of extending for 15 minutes, raise your hands. Can
one,
someone count?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Opposed?
1, 2, 3.
Abstaining?
1, 2, 3. What happens to the rest?
Yeah, that's right.
So 8.
Not voting.
Let me just make sure I have this right. To extend, it just takes a majority, doesn't it? To extend for an agenda item. Yeah. Actually, that passes. Therefore, among those voting, a majority did vote to extend. We need to do this quickly. My proposal is this, that going through the offices, the nominees each have, say, 2 minutes to make a statement, and then we'll see if we have time for questions at the end.
Okay.
The chair recognizes Margaret.
I think the time should be divided so that their time is left for questions. So perhaps shortening the statement
okay,
by the nominee.
Should we limit it to 1 minute?
3 minutes allows time for questions.
One minute. Okay.
I have another proposal.
Okay, chair recognizes Jen.
I would propose that rather than the person themselves making statements, that the person nominating them make statements, because it is often extremely difficult to blow your own horn, so to speak. And I would really like to have whoever nominated
you. You know what?
At the option of the nominee.
you know what?
I'll second that motion. I think that's a nice motion.
I'm opposed to it.
Yeah, okay. You know, would people oppose a straw vote at this point, just to try to facilitate this? A straw vote. Let me just get the sense of the board in a straw vote. How many want the nominee to speak for herself or himself? Raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3. How many want the nominator to speak on behalf of the nominee?
Are we going to have a third option of giving choices?
No, not at this point. We can later, but...
Well, that's what I want. I mean,
Okay. The sense of the body in a straw vote is clearly that they want to hear from the nominee. And then, possibly later, if we have time, we can revisit this.
Is someone spying me?
Yeah, no. Are you?
Time.
Only 1 minute.
Only 1 minute? Does anyone have stop clock?
You know what? I actually do. But
how much time do you have?
About 13 minutes, because we just extended it to 15. Do you know how to run this? You hit 1. Start. Okay. Arturo? Would you like me to go first, or would you like to go first?
No, I would like to go first, and kind of waking up, because I got in here, opened up before, and
started over.
So, any consideration, I think I would like to decline to both nominations at this time. I feel I would need more of the experience of actually being just a member of the board and just jumping into those positions. So, kindly please take my declining at this point.
You said both positions?
On both. On both. On both. I think that would be a very interesting
vote. I should have gone first.
No. So I think we have a chair.
No, I get to make a one. Can you one
yes.
minute?
One.
Oh. In many ways, I'm sorry to hear this because Arturo and I have been in the movement together, compañeros, for many years. My respect and admiration for him as an activist and also as a facilitator of meetings is very, very high. So I was thinking that to move the experience to other people and to make sure that there's a sharing of this sometimes enjoyable role, sometimes challenging, I was thinking of deferring to Arturo because, I mean, I have enormous confidence in him. We often meet at the House of Pies with his family and thank you, and chat over KPFK issues. Is your decision final?
Yes, it is. I'm kind of waking up right now.
Okay.
Can we move on?
Yes, I think we should. But I had 5 more seconds. I have 1 minute to speak, Marie. So
this is it.
So now I'm finished, so we can move on.
Okay.
Candidates for vice chair.
It's Sarah. It's me. And I just want to say that I would be more than glad to do it. I want to help the chair because last year I saw that Don was going through a lot, doing everything himself. Now I'm forcing him to delegate it to me so that he doesn't have to. If we are elected, I force him to do that. So I take a lot of responsibility off your shoulder, and we can live happily ever after.
Thank you. I think you have a husband or something. Don't you? All right. Candidate for secretary.
It's just me.
Please.
Since there are only one candidate for each of the positions, I suggest that we vote up or down on each one. Because there's only one candidate for each position.
I second that.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to get a ruling from a parliamentarian that does not violate the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, which dictate a secret ballot. Candidates for treasurer.
Not present.
Not present.
Not present.
Pardon me?
I know that last year we had opened up the process.
A little louder, Julie.
I know last year we opened up the process to include listener applications, and I was wondering if that's something that we were open to doing again this in terms of opening up the application.
Do you have a concrete proposal? Because we, in order to really handle something of this nature, you would have to come up with some kind of concrete proposal, because there's no way we can answer, you know.
Okay. Well, then I propose that we open up a nomination for treasurer on an application process, or by an application process, and vote on that at a later date. And maybe it's that whoever's been nominated at this point is the person.
I second that.
Okay, we're going to consider it a motion, moved and seconded.
Point of order?
Yes, a point of order.
I'm supporting the motion, but I want the body to know that I believe this is a special meeting. As a special meeting, only the items of business discussed in the call of the meeting are in order, which included the election of officers. But if we do business by passing a resolution, we should ratify it at our next regular meeting.
Okay, I don't want to get bogged down into terminology.
Yeah.
I did not consider this a special meeting. I considered this a regular meeting. Terry, I'm considering this a regular meeting. What constitutes it as a special meeting?
Inadequate notice.
Point of order?
Yes, David.
The agenda calls for the election of officers. This is germane to the election of officers. The prohibition is against bringing entirely new items before the board.
This is right. So in processing the election of officers, so I'm going to consider the motion in order and the second to be in order. Is there any discussion?
Would you, Secretary of State, motion?
Okay, Julie Rodriguez, Ms. of the treasurer position, be open to listeners, and that if the nominated treasurer is elected, that that person be considered pro tem.
And that the process be open to...
That's what I said, the process be open to listeners.
Yeah. Okay, is there clarity?
Can we just ask the brother that came in to please introduce our new board member?
Yes. Oh, hello, Rodrigo. Good to see you. I didn't even see you. Yes, we've introduced ourselves. Compañero.
Yeah, my name is Rodrigo Arrieta.
Well, this is the last time I'm going to say this, but when Rodrigo and I were in the Netherlands, we went to the Anne Frank House together. So if you ever bonded with someone, it was at the Anne Frank House. It's good to see you, Rodrigo. Okay, now... The motion then is before the House. Is the Julie Chavez Rodriguez motion? Is there any further discussion? Yes, Ed.
I mean, with all due respect, there's been ample opportunity for people on the floor, and they're kind of saying they came down to AMP and the person who never showed up, Casey, is eminently qualified, and I frankly absolutely no reason for a technical job for which somebody is eminently qualified and will show up. I think that, and what this will do, will for Casey might quit. This is setting up a really bad situation. And they have somebody that with all the humiliation that she went through, top notch job. It's not being the political director, it's being the director. And we've gone through this before, so let's elect her and let's not. And I'm telling you that DC was deeply affected by the entire process.
Any other discussion over the motion? Margaret.
Yeah, I'd like to speak in support of Julie's motion. There's some people on the board that are more familiar with Casey than others of us are. And it would be good to, know who the candidate is and know something about the candidate before we're in a position to vote or not vote. So I would like to speak in support of Julie's motion and think we should just move the agenda.
Okay, any other discussion over this? Sure,
it's sort of amending slightly Julie's motion, and that is that we elect the chair pro tem tonight, and at the next meeting have the election, and if there are other people who submit nominations, then
are you talking about treasurer?
Treasurer.
Yeah, that basically is the motion. That is basically the motion. Yeah. Any other, Jen?
Well, I would be happy to speak about Casey's qualifications.
No, her qualifications are not germane to the motion. The motion, I mean, I have enormous respect and admiration for Casey, but it's not germane to discuss her merits because the motion doesn't deal with her merits.
I was speaking to Margaret.
I see.
Of not knowing who she was, because I felt exactly like she did a year ago or whenever we left. Had an election. I didn't know who she was, and I didn't want to vote for either.
Okay. Any further discussion, or does someone want to call a question? Oh, the question's been called. Is it seconded?
Seconded.
Okay, it's called and seconded. This doesn't go to the merits, but just to close debate. Those in favor of closing debate, raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. It's unanimous. Thank you. Now we'll go directly to a vote. Oh, that's right. Basically, we cannot vote until after public comment. That's right. So this will be a vote that we will reserve for actually agenda item, what is now agenda item 6, board voting. We'll keep this in advance.
We have...
Okay.
1 minute for this agenda item.
Well, I believe we're basically finished. So we can move the agenda, I believe. Okay. We'll direct your attention to agenda item 3, Director's Report, Pacifica National Board coming to LA in January. Incidentally, Eva, I got your email just before I left the office, and I have actually duplicated it here. Yeah, so that may help us a bit.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Don, simply because I came in late. The second half of this meeting, the delegates meeting, is that open also for listeners?
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I see that the nomination for the National Board Directors are under that agenda item.
Oh, I'll tell you why. The bylaws actually divide meetings, and the only time, if I'm not mistaken, that the directors meet, I mean the delegates meet, is to elect directors. So it's a technical thing. We're going to adjourn the LSB and move to a delegates meeting for purposes of electing directors to the Pacifica National Board.
Nominating.
I'm sorry.
Elections will be at the next meeting.
Yeah, elections
okay.
will be at the
next meeting. People will speak at the next meeting, and listeners will be part of that.
Yes.
I'm raising it because I was concerned about a process that
included
listeners.
Very good.
For the National Board.
Right. And the listeners will know tonight the nominees, and they won't be elected until January. Would it be acceptable to the board if we open this agenda item with a statement from the general manager, who's kind of been at the heart of a lot of... we're now talking in terms of the PNB coming to Los Angeles. That's what... And then we'll also get a director's report and then the Martin Luther King parade. Now, the chair recognizes Sherna.
The intent of the motion that we passed was that PNB items be discussed so that our delegates to the PNB have some direction. I want to make sure that this whole item is not taken up with the business thing and that we do discuss the current issues on the PNB.
Okay, so I believe Sherna is asking that this agenda item actually be chopped up with time certain. Would it be acceptable if we took 10 minutes for the PNB coming to LA in January and 20 minutes for the director's report? Would that be acceptable, Sherna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you keep time now? We're going to take 10 minutes to look at the Pacifica National Board's visit to Los Angeles in January. And we'll begin with just with a statement by Eva, and then we'll go to open discussion.
Thanks, Don. I sent out this email because I wasn't sure exactly what was going on at the last meeting. Donna gave out a list of volunteers and asked if there could be a chair for the committee. But I wasn't sure if the committee or what they were doing and kind of just trying to move things ahead. I'd like to, Mansoor should probably be part of this update because they've been working on something from, you know, a listener's committee. So we should have our hotel booked by latest tomorrow afternoon. I'll send notification to everybody. After the email, Jan sent a really good idea that I appreciated, was to have childcare available at the PMB meeting, so you'll be heading that up. So we just need help with organizing transportation, additional housing for listeners that cannot afford to stay in the hotel. Pacifica Archives and KPFK management will be doing the dinner for the PMB members and listeners the Saturday evening, January the 15th. So everything about the hotel, we should, as I said, have ready in the next 24 hours. That would include the booking of the rooms, the food, the technical stuff we've worked on. So it's moving ahead now. It's just we need bodies to help do certain things, and also want to look at trying to get food donations for, you know, for the lunches, for the PMB meetings, for business. Because we usually provide food for the PMB members. I think it's really important for us to do that with the listeners as well, if we're possible. So I think that's the most of it. I delegated some work in this email, so anybody that wants to jump on board is welcome to do so. And I'll get in contact with whoever's on the committee. I'm going on vacation on Wednesday. Supposedly.
Wait, has the board approved that? I don't know. I will defer to, you know, your to Mansoor, a quick statement. I know you're working on this committee too.
You're going to hear from the executive office tomorrow, the board of attendance, and then we're going to send an email out to the people to volunteer for food, transportation, and everything. And we're going to make a start to send out the other radio stations as well that the people want to come to the conference. If any of the if anybody wants to follow up, we see you in the we have 7 people already.
Just before, if I could just ask this one clarifying question. Is there any mass meeting called or planned where we just blitz out a call for volunteers and bring a lot of listener sponsors and others together? Because when we hosted the PNB last time in LA, we had a lot of listener sponsors involved. It seems like we should have a call for a mass volunteer meeting to help support the infrastructure of the LSV. Mansoor.
As soon as we find out where the hotel is, then we send an email. Otherwise, we cannot say anything for right now.
Okay.
Once we find out, that's it.
Donna.
I wanted to say that there are quite a few volunteers on the two committees that we set up.
Great.
One was the parade committee. The other one was everything else committee. But with Eva leaving on Wednesday, and I'm going to be in the station tomorrow, I'm wondering if, and if you could come, that would be great. If you would sit down with me just for a little while to do a little bit of brainstorming.
Sure, and Mansoor is going to be there, so we can go over stuff. But as I say, I'll be available to work on the PMB meeting.
Okay, because, you know, time is getting away from us.
It is.
Can I make a comment? Jan just brought to my attention that, so I don't want to give false impression, that a lot of the hotels don't allow you to bring food in.
Right. Right.
So, unless we have a meeting and stuff somewhere else, not at the hotel. So, what I'll do is I'll hotel meeting, if there's a hotel, if there's another venue close by or something.
Okay, any other comments from board members on the visit of the PNB to Los Angeles? Seeing none, I think we may have shaved a little time off this and we can move forward. Let's now go to director's report. Now, is the PNB meeting still going on? Okay, there's a Pacific and National Board meeting go on telephonically. The three of our people are involved in down there.
We're just reading down an incredible list of stuff, so we don't actually have to listen.
Okay, so what we're interested in now, and the listener sponsors and the board, is to hear from our three national board members, Julie, David, and Donna. How are things going, kids? Okay. Who would like to begin? David.
So we just, on tonight's call, we just got through passing a number of resolutions that the National Finance Committee put forth that establish a level of oversight, basically making it clear what information will be provided. And that's, we established a policy on it. I think the most important thing is we established a policy on inter-unit transfers. And what that means is that there's no more moving of money from one unit to another without A, notification, and B, if it's above $5,000, the National Finance Committee has to approve it, and if it's above $20,000, the National Board has to approve it. So basically, that's outside of the budgeted process. So we pass the budget. If any money moves from KPFK to the National Office, it's not part of the budget. It has to be A, noted, right, and B, approved if it's over a certain amount of money. It's effective immediately. And one of the reasons that's also relevant to another thing that's going on, which is we passed a motion to audit the amounts of money that moved from the various stations around the network in the prior 2 years, particularly during the period of the IPNB. And apparently the auditor said that, well, we heard a lot of different things about that, but we will be getting at least a listing of that, and there are two different proposals from the auditor as to how he's going to audit that, but we should get the information of what happened in the past in the very near future. The other things that we did on the Finance Committee call were that variances, monthly budget variances, are going to be, you know, if an item is more than 10%, at least $1,000, and either more than 10% or more than $10,000, so it's a little redundant, then it's got to be accompanied by a note that says why it's so different than the budget. That the Finance Committee is going to receive the monthly Memphis on-air fundraising report showing the number of days for each drive, total amount of pledge, total amount of fulfilled pledges, and the fulfillment rate for each station fund drive for the previous 5 quarters, and the local station board Finance Committees will receive such monthly reports for their respective station. We passed a recommendation that we develop a policy on financial reserves for specific purposes, like, for example, severance obligations. If you fire somebody and there's severance obligations, but there's nothing in the budget for it, it essentially means you can't let anybody go. Capital projects. Well, that came up actually around the WBAI budget discussion. That's where it came from, because people were saying if the failure to meet the budget triggered layoffs, that there were severance obligations that would be triggered, and so it was actually more expensive to lay anybody off than to not be able to pay. Anyhow, the point is that not just severance obligations, but equipment purchases, capital projects. The idea is that we've recommended establishing policies concerning accumulation and use of station reserves, which means also if a station gets a reserve, what are the policies governing how it gets used? The other is a policy of reporting on active membership, that the National Finance Committee will receive a monthly report from each station on the number of active members from the GM. A policy on monthly reporting of financial information to the LSB Finance Committee, that when the general manager provides the monthly preliminary station financial report income statement, that the GM should provide monthly preliminary station financial reports, income statements, to the respective local finance committee when they close their books each month at the time they send their information to the National Finance Office. Basically, that just means whatever the National Finance Office gets, the local station's finance committee gets it at the same time. And last monthly a policy on monthly reporting of headcount and salary expenditures that members of the National Finance Committee will be provided by the local business manager with monthly headcount reports showing the names of all individuals paid by the stations, including positions, hours worked, and amounts paid, including all individuals who have earnings reported on either W-2 or 1099 forms, and this information will be restricted to the members of the Finance Committee and only discussed in executive session. And Julie put forth a motion, and a motion was put forth by another member that this be reviewed in by the June meeting, and Julie amended it, and it passed that input from staff, supervisory staff, will be solicited on how this is all working before we review it. So that's what we did tonight, and what we're in the process of doing is dealing with the executive director job description and performance objective, and that's in executive session. I also want to report that our motion that we keep everything over the amount targeted for fund drive. So if our target's 950, the idea is, so people who are new, we pay 20% of what we raise to the national office in what's called the central services fee. And we passed a motion as a board that said that anything above our targeted goals, we would keep 100%. And it took a while, but that's before the National Finance Committee. And I was surprised to find there's reasonable amounts of support for it. It's been, one member suggested reframing it as once we've paid the budgeted amount to national, that's it. We don't pay any more if we raise more. But that's, so that's in process. And I think those are the other issues.
Other directors, before we take the board comments or questions, any Donna or Julie, any comments? No.
Who could add to me?
Who could add? Okay. We're going to do a stack. Could you keep the stack for me? We're going to go to Sherna, Jan, Israel, Eva. Oh, that's a four-person stack. Let's go ahead.
Sure. First, to the three of you, and Sonali, who's not here, thank you for this. This is incredible. We're finally moving somewhere. And in that regard, I wonder if you could tell us what the status is of the review of the executive director.
They're going through that. Well, go ahead, Ava.
There was an initial evaluation process that was conducted. And I guess out of those discussions came sort of the need to really develop the necessary sort of measurement tools in order to really gauge his performance, including a job description, as well as specific kind of deliverables and milestones. And so that's actually what we're on the call about tonight, is really refining that. You know, we've since sort of put forth a job description for the executive director and some clear deliverables with some accountability deadlines. So now we have a basis for really evaluating him. That was some of the challenges initially.
Is there a timeline?
I think it's for over the next year, like effective immediately, through next December.
I just want to interject for new board members. They're talking about the evaluation of, at this time, Dan Coughlin, who's executive director of the Pacifica National Foundation. So he actually is like numero uno among the administrative people in the foundation and reports to the Pacifica National Board. So it's an evaluation of Dan Coughlin, Pacifica National Board executive director. David.
There's one complicating factor that is that there's no, the job, the executive director never, there was never a job description that was signed by the board and the ED. So there is this floating issue about what is the status at this moment. So we actually don't have a formal, like, signed statement of hire. And so that is a question, but the review process, which we had a consultant involved with, that came to a conclusion in the report we submitted, and the board looked at that.
Can we do a time check?
Yeah. What does it say?
13 more minutes.
13 more. This is a 30-minute agenda item, so we have 13 more minutes. Okay, now the stack involves now Jan.
Jan.
Jan is next.
This is with regard to the audit of the movement of money between national and local in the past. And the National Audit Committee of which I am a member, discusses this issue quite a bit, and I'm not sure that that was that communicated, but the basic conclusion of the audit committee was that probably an audit was not really the appropriate thing. It was going to be very costly. We weren't going to get any money, and we also wanted like the exact reason that this audit was going to be, that the audit per se was going to be conducted. And as a first step of doing that, having the staff actually create a report to show what was going on, where the money went, where it was going, and then, you know, if we needed an audit to talk about it.
You say an audit. Are you implying that when David said an audit, that auditors were actually going to be hired and come in to look at this? Is that what you're thinking?
That's what it sounded like.
Because I don't think that's what he meant. But go ahead.
David.
The motion passed by the board was that the auditors would do it as part of the audit they were doing this year. And I guess I do have an issue with the committee sort of agreeing that the board's resolution doesn't apply. The board resolved that, so if the committee wants to make a recommendation to the board, that's another thing. But the motion was an audit gets done. I was in Berkeley visiting my father, and I stopped by the national office, and the auditor was there, and Dan had him come and talk to me. And what he said is there are two ways to do it. One, have the staff assemble the data, and then the auditors check off on it, and that would cost about $1,000. The other is to have the auditors go through all the data, and that would cost about $5,000. So claims that this could be up to $20,000 are just not even a part of it. So I don't know. I'm not on the audit committee. You can't be on the finance committee and the audit committee at the same time. My issue is we need to see a list of numbers, what money moved from where to where. The other thing the auditor explained to me is that anytime money moves in the foundation, an accounts payable shows up on one balance sheet and a receivable on the other, and that accumulates over the entire life of the foundation. And the question of whether anything gets paid back or not, it always shows up as, like, there's this discussion about whether things are loans. Well, anytime it shows up as an accounts receivable on the station, that is essentially a loan. But he said basically it's up to the board always to decide what happens and what the status of that is, whether it's ever paid or not. But again, the issue is that for whatever reason, there's been resistance to an accounting of that. And we want an accounting, and the motion the board passed was that it be audited.
Next on the stack is
this year's audit.
Israel.
Yeah. On the ED thing, sort of an inside question, will we get, we meaning those of us on the local management review committee, can we get copies of that ED material for our benefit?
The instrument was published.
Job description, evaluation process material, when it's available to you?
Yeah, I'm assuming it would be public documents.
Okay, we'd like to get that. Secondly, was anything been taken up about on the national level about this last series of LSB elections? Anything at all brought up, either reports from the election supervisors, complaints from people, anything at all? Has this come up before the national board?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of concerns about this year's elections. I mean, the timing of it, the continual extension, I mean, there's a lot of issues that came before the board. The fact whether or not to print folios, I mean, that was something that we had all agreed upon. So, I mean, there were, I think, a number of issues.
And subsequent to the election, has this come up, like today's meeting and so on? Bring us up to date briefly on that.
CPFA's LSC passed a motion asking that there be a review of, and I don't remember word for word what they wanted, but they've asked that the whole thing be looked at.
You mean nationally or their own?
That was just for staff.
I thought it was for staff.
Nationally or just their own?
Excuse me. I think we need clarity on this, and we need someone who actually. Do you mind if Terry kind of. It's KPFA staff, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought specifically staff, not.
But before Terry gets in there, I want to say that
as a item on the agenda, no, there is nothing on the agenda, at least the agenda that we had tonight that addressed the election.
Okay.
There's a lot of emails going back and forth. And as Terry is going to explain, the only email I have seen that has actually moved on the election was KPFA, and that was for the staff election.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. It was posted to LSC members today that the KPFA LSC on Saturday refused to seat the staff members because they weren't confident that enough ballots got out for the election results to be valid. So they're asking for that staff election be redone.
Okay, I just want to remind the board we have 7 minutes left. The next on the stack is Eva and Margaret. Did you want to be recognized? Okay, Eva and then Margaret Prescott.
You only talked to me. I want Dave to be here.
Sure. Okay. This is a follow-up to Israel's question about the election, because at the last board meeting, I did raise the issue as to where is the appropriate place that there could be a transparent and open discussion of the election, given some of the questions raised by some board members, some of whom are now previous board members. Now, I understand that there are questions raised from other networks on the national level, but yet it doesn't seem to appear on an agenda anywhere, on the national board or on the local board. So, again, I'm asking for clarification on how we move forward on these questions.
Okay, now I'm going to just skip to the person who can actually answer Margaret's question. I think I could also answer it, but... Terry.
At the last LSB meeting, on the motion of Leslie Radford, the elections was placed as an item of new business, so it is on the LSB agenda.
Mm-hmm. For this meeting?
Not for this meeting.
No, but
it remains as an item of new business.
But if I could just...
What about the national board?
Okay, if I could clarify. David Adelson has posted at least twice that the Pacifica National Board has an elections subcommittee that relates directly to the independent election supervisor. So when David comes back, I think we need to have him explain again. It seems like the independent election supervisor has a PNB subcommittee that she or he kind of answers to. So when David... Okay, go ahead, Julie.
I can actually speak to that, because I was on the committee last go-around, and what the ERC does is the Election Review Committee. They compile reports from all the election supervisors at the local level, including the national level, compile all of that into an overall report about the election, and then that gets processed and taken into consideration in the next election. So I don't know, in terms of the actual procedure from this board, either submitting your reports or concerns maybe to the election supervisor and then that getting up to the PMB, or submitting it possibly to the PMB directly, and they'll take it over to the ERC for then review and kind of compile a report. But in terms of, action right now, there's not, until I think the new PMB gets seated in the Election Review Committee, gets put in place, they're really the ones that manage
them. Okay, we have a stack now. We'll come back to you, Margaret.
Okay, because this is a continuation of that. I don't think my question has been answered.
Okay. Sherna, Margaret, Donna, Lydia, Brasson. Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute. I owe an apology. The end of the last stack is Eva, and she didn't get a chance. Then we'll go.
She's waiting for Dave.
She's waiting for Dave.
I'm passing on my question. My issue was answered.
Okay. And you're waiting for David to come back.
No, it's okay. I'll
she passes.
Okay, passes.
No, I want to...
Oh, you want to speak?
Oh, you want to speak.
Go ahead, please.
A couple of things, actually a couple of suggestions. I think this is really good because we've been fighting for some of these things for quite a while. One, the Finance Committee, we met extensively during the time period of approving the budget, and then we didn't meet again. So I want to suggest that the Finance Committee and management meet at least once a month. During that process, the Finance Committee all became familiar with line items in the budget, what would everything fall
And we need to do the same with the maintenance report. It's a very technical report that all coders, people won't know what it means. So just a suggestion that, you know, throughout all the stations that the management team needs to explain that report. It's very technical and people need to become aware of what's in that report when we get it, if you want to understand it. So that's what's just, I think it's really important that we on a continuous basis and work on finance issues. And at that point also, through the finance committee, we can work on the finance reports before it comes to the LSB meeting.
We have two more minutes on this agenda.
Okay, we're going to go back to Margaret Prescott.
Yeah, what I mean by my question wasn't answered, and I'd like the board and also the listeners to understand that I didn't raise objections to the process of the last election, but I saw a number of emails from board members and listeners about the election process. As a programmer and training to be a reporter, I mean, you know, kind of like your ears burn a little bit, because if this was any other election and similar questions were raised, we would want to know. It's have some transparency. And every time I ask about it, I'm told, well, it's going to be referred to a committee. Now, from what you described, this committee gets reports from the election supervisor. It doesn't sound as though there's room for listeners, a forum for listeners and members of the board to openly air what their concerns were and that be part of a report. You know what I mean? When you keep hearing about it's gone to a committee, and we don't know what is happening with this committee, and are the concerns going to be aired in a transparent way? This is the question, really, that I've been asking.
Yeah.
And I feel that I've been getting an accurate, but nevertheless bureaucratic answer,
yeah.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that piece of information, but you all know that it's a bit more political than that.
Yeah.
So that's really what, and since it is going to be on the agenda for new business, perhaps that's the place to discuss it, but I don't want to let it just drop, and again, it's not from personal issues
exactly.
That I raise.
Okay, so when that does come up in January, I think a concrete proposal for maybe a forum or something so that listeners and all. Now, we have 27 seconds, which is not long enough for many to speak. I'm going to call on David if you have any clarity for Margaret, and then we have like now 20 seconds to speak rapidly.
Wait a minute, he wasn't on the stack.
Oh, excuse me.
I got 20 seconds, I can do it.
Oh, the chair has just been overruled by Donald.
I just wanted to make a comment because I saw an email from Director Carol Spooner, and it referred to bylaws. So I think that these things are controlled by something. But what it said was that the election supervisor was going to have to do a report. Nobody has seen a report yet.
I
would imagine that that report could be in a draft form, and then additions or corrections could be made.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this actually ends agenda item 3, and we're going to move to public comment. And someone has graciously handed me a list. It may not be complete, but we can start with this list. It's 90 seconds, a minute and a half. The first speaker is Doug Barnett. And I'm going to actually ask Mansoor, would you actually keep the list and call the names? Yeah, put your name on the list and then call the name. Okay, go right ahead, Doug.
I want to get the level of all board members. Okay. I think Roe versus Wade was actually a decision on who would put up the money for abortions in America. It made a big difference in my life in 1972 when that happened. And where the money flows in this organization is something that listeners have noticed for a long time with very little tactile knowledge. For the 2.5 years that I've been hanging out in the station since the old board was allowed back in, I've never managed to get an electric bill. An electric bill for our KPFK. It's not Eva's fault. It's not our old comptroller's fault. It's not Lonnie's fault. It's because all this stuff is just kind of lost somewhere. In a personal conversation with three of us of the old board, Lonnie suggested that his interpretation of the bylaw of the Articles of Incorporation mission statement was that each program needs to pay its own way. My point is I want to open the treasurer, because the treasurer will have some access under existing structure to the kind of things that go on in the station. I want to see that handled next time. I want to see more applicants. And I frankly can't believe that we've got 24 board members here who are unwilling to come forward for the kind of time it takes to be treasurer. That's just strange to me.
Thank you. The next speaker, please.
Margo. Oh, hi there. It's really interesting just for me to know that I believe that because this wasn't notified 10 days in advance, it might be considered a special meeting. And all of the guys in here who are raising their fists in the rap thing about revolution some of you seem to be really eager to kowtow to the Pacifica National Board, which is finally getting tamed down and having some openness and transparency. I'm really not thrilled with that. I'm sort of sad and disappointed and anxious. However, I also seem to know that certain people in this group seem to have already planned out this whole thing about the nominations and da-da-da-da-da, and others seem to be a little bit out of the loop, you might say. And I'm a little concerned about that, because some people might have really considered themselves to be really qualified for these positions and just did not get quite what the procedure is to nominate them or have someone else nominate them or raise their own hand. So I'm a little concerned about that. I'm doubtful that some people who might be really, really good have actually had a chance to really think about this. I'm really concerned. I think that this is like important that there haven't been too many comments and allowable things from the listener sponsors in all this. And I'd like to say that you should be asking on air for volunteers to help with the Pacifica National Board events and all that. It's really a good thing, really in advance, to get people, you know, to know that they can serve on a committee. And let me see, I really still think that this is kind of an illegal meeting. I don't know. You have to look at these bylaws again, because there's probably a lot of stuff in there that was kind of detoured around here just to get this meeting happening. You know, I really think that you pushed to get the bylaws and now you're going to kind of do them whatever you think you're going to do them. So I think there has to be a lot more accountability.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret, for concerns, but you want the listeners' sponsors to have their concerns with it.
Luis.
Okay, Luis Garcia. This being the first meeting of this new board, I really want to urge all board members to try and be more inclusive. I heard one member of the board, I won't mention any names, who has somebody nominated for treasurer from the listeners, yet he wants to shut off any other listeners to be nominated for the treasurer position. So I'm also urging the board to postpone the election and have more participation from the listeners so we can have more people be nominated for treasurer. It's a very important position. The other thing is, I'm really glad that Margaret mentioned the point about the elections. I have a big beef about the elections. I won't bore you with it now. But I do know of at least five people who did not get their ballots to vote. They could not be found on the database. I think this is a very serious mistake that Pacifica is doing. And if something is not done about it, I've already heard noises about somebody threatening a lawsuit on this. So we really need to be more flexible. Try to work together more. We'll get more accomplished, and we'll have more representation. Thank you.
Thank you, Luis.
On the principle of listeners being able to nominate people to work with the local station board, and because also I know that the person I'm going to nominate for secretary is a capable person, I'd like to nominate Margo Iser for the secretary position of the LSP. In addition, I'm wondering if the National Board has given any consideration as to how the general manager of the station, of all of the, each of the stations, is going to provide headcount reports and things like that. Provide the so-called headcount reports and paid staff positions and so forth. In some cases, this is going to be pretty hard to do because people are moving in and out. I would suggest that if they ask for a report like that, that they give some consideration as to how it's going to be produced and what it includes. And in other words, give specifications for it before they ask for it, or with asking for it as well. And The other one other thing I'm wondering, in the national board meeting, traditionally Otis from Texas comes up and does both the broadcasting and archiving. There have been some lost things in some cases and so forth. I would be interested in having KPFK people, technical people, being involved as well in the recording and archiving of that, and that the actual national board meetings be archived in the Pacifican radio archives on a consistent, regular basis.
Thank you, Roger.
Hi, I'm Myla Rees, and I have a couple of things I want to talk about. The first is compliance with Americans with Disability Act. At the last PNB meeting here in Los Angeles, there was a party that was organized for the directors, and it was not wheelchair accessible. So there were individuals that were down here from Berkeley who were not able to have full access to that party. So I think that it's important to keep that in mind this time around. And also, you may or may not know that the second floor of the station is not accessible to people who are wheelchair bound, and this is going to be an issue that you're going to have to grapple with. There are people from other parts of the signal area who have expressed an interest in having access to the archives. So this, I just want to give you a heads up. It may come up at the PNB meeting. And then I just want to urge you all to really think in terms of creating meaningful transparency with respect to the station finances. And I believe that would include having website accessibility to all financial matters on the, you know, so that anybody can go and look on the website and get specific information about the station finances. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla.
Hi, I'm Harrison Wild. I want you guys to... The mic doesn't work.
It's recording.
Yes. Can I start over again?
Yeah. You don't want to be recorded. Is that it?
I will be recorded.
Oh.
Would you be willing to start my time again, please?
Well, yeah. Let's start Harrison's time over.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to start your time again.
Okay.